We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Browns defensive lineman Chris Smith with the Bull and the Fox. Chris, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Not much. How y'all doing, man?
We're doing great. We're very excited. Obviously, you know, you guys getting the first win last week. And, you know, obviously, Chris, this is your first year with the Browns, so you didn't have to suffer through all those losses. But what was that like? I mean, the fans celebrated like you guys won the Super Bowl because it had been so many games since the team had won. What was it like for you? And especially, what do you think for the guys who had been here through the losing streak to finally get that victory and the way you did it in comeback fashion against the Jets?
I mean, it was, you know, words couldn't explain, you know, how, you know, the fans and the energy and the electricity around the stadium. It was crazy. And to do it on Thursday night football where everybody's watching made it more special, even more. But again, like we always say, you know, we know the work we put in April offseason workouts through OTAs, mini camp, and training camp. And we know there's more to come. So we were, don't get me wrong, we were grateful. I mean, anyway, you're going to be grateful, but we know we still got a lot more work to do, but hey, it was good to enjoy that one on a Thursday night.
Chris, I want to go back to the first game for a minute because the game ends in a tie. It's a hard-fought battle. It's a crazy game. It's bad weather. I hate, as a fan, and I know most fans agree with me, we hate ties. And yeah, I would, yeah. you got to hate that too, right?
Yeah. I do. Like, I mean, it's the weirdest feeling I ever had.
Yeah.
That was my first tie. You know, this is my fifth year in the league, so that was my first tie, and it kind of, you like, you're mad, but you're not at the same time. It's a weird feeling.
It's just so bizarre. So bizarre. We're talking with Browns defensive lineman Chris Smith. Chris, so let's go back to the Jets game. So you guys are down 14-0. Obviously, it's not going well early. Your defense, which has played very well for most of the season, they scored two touchdowns on you. The offense is struggling. Tyrod, unfortunately, gets hurt, but Baker comes in, creates some energy. And the offense marches down the field and gets 3 points going into the locker room. Did the defense? Do you think the defense? First of all, do you buy that Baker came in there and there was an energy and a little extra oomph when he came in there? And did the defense feed off of that as well?
I mean, I think the whole team did. I mean, think about this team as you know, Tyrod's one of our leaders and things of that nature. But the thing about this team is not even at the quarterback position, but at every other position, we have great depth, and that what makes your team great in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, and good play, great football, you know, by your depth. And we knew when Baker came in. I mean, he's been doing it in practice and in the preseason. We knew it wasn't gonna be no fall off. And the thing about it, you know, he's been cringing at the Chiefs to play, and I knew what kind of energy he was going to bring in the stadium and things of that nature. So that's one thing about it. Our depth across the board, and we knew that we scored at halftime. We knew, like, that, hey, we come out here and win. It was 0-0 at halftime, and we had to come out there and make a statement as a defense.
You know, you say you didn't expect to drop off, and I get that. Baker's a really talented kid. But for him to come in – night game, rookie, NFL debut, down 14-0. Were you really that confident that, like, you know, because rookies, no matter how good they are, you know this, no matter how good you are as a rookie, especially a quarterback, there's going to be some good moments, there's going to be some bad moments, even for the best quarterbacks. Were you surprised that he played that well?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, think about it, Baker. I mean, he doesn't act like a rookie.
Okay.
And I think that has a lot to do with, you know, the leadership of Tyrod and showing him the way. But he always, even when I saw him in Oklahoma, he always had that you know, that confidence and that swagger about him that, you know, that he's a winner. And he's not going to lose. He has that, you know, that winner mentality. And I think about it, the main thing about it as a defense is when you have a young rookie quarterback, you know, you have to do – it puts more pressure on us, you know, but we got to help him out as well. And that's the thing about it, that we're going to put him in the best situation, you know, make turnovers and things of that nature and make his job as easy as possible.
You know, I thought it was a real lack of class when Isaiah Crowell scored that second touchdown. The fans here supported him when he was a Browns player, And this is, as you know, Chris, this is a loyal fan base that loves their guys. And yeah. I thought when Isaiah Crowell scored the touchdown, he threw the first ball in the crowd. But then the second one, what he did with taking the ball, and you know what he did. I thought that was a classless move by him. Did that tick you guys off at all?
I didn't see the second one. I seen when he threw the ball in his hands, but yeah. I didn't see the second one until Friday. I think about Friday afternoon.
Okay.
But I mean that's what, you know, some guys do or whatever. But we don't worry about that. We just knew he got an end zone. We were worried about the celebration, but we knew we got one goal at task, and that was winning that game. And that's the thing about it. And I guess you can say we got the last laugh.
Yeah, you certainly did. I mean, you guys give up 14 early, but then you locked it down the rest of the way. What do you think was the difference for the defense after they scored that initial 14?
I think it was we came to the sideline and made adjustments and seeing what they were doing to us and. They were actually trying to stretch the field on us and things of that nature. And we had made adjustments at halftime. And I feel like everybody just had that will to win, even though when we're down 14. I mean, we were down, I said, on the sideline to the defense. I said, we've been in this situation before where we had adverse situations or whatever, and it's how you handle adverse situations. Coach Hughes talks about it all the time, about being a team as a diamond. And, right. Pressure makes diamond. It's how you react to the pressure to make that diamond at the end, and that was the win.
We're talking with Browns defensive lineman Chris Smith. Chris, obviously you talk about depth at all positions. Well, you guys have shown that. Emmanuel Ogba goes out. Everybody steps up, takes his place. Christian Kirksey out. Guys step up. Demarius Randall gets hurt last week. He may not play this week. Guys step up. I think it's been really impressive that even as you've lost, because, the NFL is a game of attrition. Guys get hurt all the time. Every team's dealing with it. It's the teams that can overcome those injuries that end up succeeding.
Yes, sir. And that's the main thing about it. We knew, Emmanuel and the guys, his name, we knew we had to step up. Morale. I knew I had to step up just to come in, I had my first career start against New Orleans and my second career start, the other night. I knew I had to step up and not go into that pass rush mode, like, oh man, I got to play first and second down now. So that's one thing I had to do. But that's the thing about it, man. That we everybody knows that one play away from either starting or getting on the field, and we just had that same mentality. Everybody, especially in the D-line room, everybody's a starter because you never know what's going to happen. So that's one thing about it that we kind of come to work hard each and every day, and just like I said, just had that winning mentality each and every day.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you're an offensive lineman, there's no rotating in and out. I mean, I guess it happens once in a blue moon, but not really.
Yeah,
generally, you play on the offensive line, you're there. On the defensive line, like you say, it's a every play. Guys are flowing in, guys are flowing out. You got to always be ready. How are you finding the rotation for you? I know it's changed based on injuries, but how are you finding that rotation for you and the other guys right now?
I feel like it's great. We had a couple of new guys come in, and we're slowly bringing them along. But I feel like just knowing what you're doing, thank God for Joe. He's getting us in the right spots where we can go make plays with the right and left calls and things of that nature. But I just feel like, we got to, Miles can't go out there and play the whole game, even though he can. We just got to keep guys fresh and get them rotated in. Like I said before, everybody's a starter. Everybody has that in their mindset, especially. I can't speak for other rooms, but what I see, everybody has that mindset that, they're a starter and they can play. And, if something, knock on wood, if a guy goes down or something like that, hey, the next guy's ready to go. Greg always speaks about the next man up mentality.
You mentioned Myles Garrett there. He's got four sacks already, and Larry Ogunjobi's been a big-time force in the middle. Give me some thoughts on those two young guys and what you've seen from them so far.
Guys with bright futures, man. We obviously know Myles Garrett, number one pick. I haven't seen nobody block him yet.
Yeah.
Larry Ogunjobi, he trains with Geno Atkins in the offseason. I played, had the pleasure to play with Geno. And, I compare them all the time, too. So those guys is really helping us, makes it gives the guards troubles in the run game and knocks stuff back and makes tackles for loss and Miles rushing the pass or even Avery too. So that's one thing about it, man. It's a blessing to play with those guys, man. And they got a lot of great football ahead of them, and I'm just excited to see it.
You mentioned that he learned from Ogunjobi's friends with Geno Atkins, and Geno along with Aaron Donald, probably the two best defensive tackles in the league in terms of veterans. What is it like? Yeah. What is it that makes those guys what they are, you think? And why do you think Ogunjobi can be in that group?
I just feel like, you know, when I was with Geno at Cincinnati, just the way he, you know, attacked the film room, how he watches film. And he's a student of the game. And that's the same thing Larry has. And what I always pick at Geno is, you know, Larry's just doing it at a younger age.
Yeah.
And that's what's so scary about that. And I feel like, you know, just become a student of the game. I know people used to always talk about Ray Lewis, about, you know, how he was moved so fast because he knew it was going to happen before it happened. You know,
right.
Just watching film, studying, and you know, dissecting teams and things of that nature. So that's what I feel like, you know, just so special about Larry, you know, just being such a young player, you know, he has that veteran mindset and how to, you know, study his opponent and just become a student of the game.
You know, Chris, last year, the Browns defense forced 13 turnovers in 16 games. This year, you guys have forced 11 turnovers in just 3 games. There's a chance you break the team's record from last year in 4 games, which is absurd. And you guys are more than double any other team in the league in terms of takeaways. Why do you think you guys have been so opportunistic and been able to do that?
I mean, just we got players, man. You know, guys that get in the right spot. You know, our secondary, from our linebackers to the D-line. And we all work together. I mean, you know, one thing we always have on Thursdays, takeaway Thursdays, and it all starts in practice. You know, I'm always a big believer, you know, games are not won on Sunday, they're won during the week. And what you do in practice is what you're going to do in the game. And, you know, we have a lot of, you know, takeaways in practice, you know, and things of that nature. And guys, when they get takeaways or whatever, they, you know, they run our way to the end zone. And I think the takeaways are good, but I feel like we got to score off a takeaway.
Sure, yeah, you're right.
That's the next step,
yep.
Score off a takeaway. That's one thing, the main thing about it is we got to stay consistent in what we're doing. You know, it's a new week, and just the main thing, like I said before, is consistency and doing it each Sunday.
Has that been frustrating? Because there's only been one touchdown off all those turnovers. Has that been frustrating for the defense?
Yeah, it has, but it's, we know that it's going to come. You know,
right.
Like I always say, they come in bunches. And, and that's the thing about it, that Greg is, you know, he's always talking about taking that next step. And the next step is scoring off the turnover. So that's why in practice this week, you know, guys catch an interception. You know, DK, he caught an interception and ran it 90 yards. And just getting yourself in that mentality to know when you get a turnover, go score.
I'm going to make a bold prediction here. You ready? Bold prediction.
Yes, sir.
I'm saying Christian Kirksey has a pick six this week.
Pick six
for Kirksey. I'm feeling it. He comes back off a couple of injured games. He's going to have a pick six, and then you tell him that I said it when he does it. And if he doesn't do it, don't tell him I said it.
I still with him. He's been hungry, man. He's been 2 weeks. He's been hungry.
That's right. He's going to be fired up. Hey, let's talk about the Raiders in this matchup a little bit. First of all, from watching the film, you know, they're 0-3, but obviously they've been in all their games.
Yes.
You know, when you look at their offensive line on the film, what do you see?
Big guys. That's one thing about it. Guys that, you know, they got big bodies. Gabe Jackson, I'm familiar with him from Mississippi State, playing him at Arkansas. But just big all-around guys, and they want to establish the running game.
Right.
You know, Mark, you got Beast Mode back there. I mean, he hasn't lost a step. And Derek Carr, a guy that is real fluent, great passer in this league. And I feel like the main thing that we have to do is stop the run. I make them one-dimensional. That's where I go in each and every week. And, you know, get on the receivers, cover them, kind of jam them up a little bit, be physical with their receivers at the point of attack. And just basically, you know, try to contain Derek Carr. You know, got a little step up in the pocket. I think the main thing is a little similarity to the Saints game. Like Drew Brees, Derek Carr likes to step up in the pocket, and we got to get pressure up the middle. You know, I feel like you got to get your hands in his face and, you know, stop it.
Last thing, Chris, what's it going to be like playing in the Black Hole on Sunday?
This is actually my first time.
Nice.
I thought I had to pull out my baseball cleat. But, nah, it's going to be fun. I mean, just go out there and get on the road. It's going to be a great experience. And I think the main thing is embrace it, man. You know, everybody does their 111, take one play at a time, and we'll just see what happens.
Chris, great stuff, man. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.